What's up, guys? It's the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. I'm Jared Stansberry, and we are here at my apartment in Ames, Iowa, with Rob Gray. What's up, bro?
Not much.
It's the seniors, by the way.
Yeah. Glad to be here every week. You know, I'm gone next week. We could tease that a little bit.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll be up at the cabin in Minnesota, Nisswa, beautiful Brainerd Lakes area, and you will have a guest who... will probably be better than me. So that's fantastic. He's a professional podcaster, isn't he?
I don't know if I would say better than you.
Well, I appreciate that.
But yes, I will be joined by the famous or infamous Ted Flint.
Yeah. Good old Ted. Maybe you'll bring another koozie.
Yeah. You don't have one?
That's my go-to koozie. No, you can never have too many.
Definitely. Maybe... Yeah, I'll have to ask him if he can bring another one.
Maybe we should have koozies.
Should we?
For the seniors.
That'd be awesome. With our faces on them.
Well, your face.
Why not yours? You don't want to be on there too?
You know, maybe my younger face when I was 21.
There you go. Whoa. Did not mean to do that. I think. I figured it out now. What was going wrong?
Perfect.
Okay. So where do you want to start?
Let's start with some Iowa State stuff. We'll meander into our personal lives and thoughts. Well, can we start with one thing? Let's. I know it's been a couple days, but let's publicly send our thoughts and prayers to the folks in Orlando after that just horrific event. Mm-hmm. You know, but that don't want to get into really discussing it, but I definitely wanted to express that.
Definitely thoughts and prayers.
Indeed.
For sure. So. Apparently, Iowa State added some help in the secondary, defensive secondary, kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
McEnroe Alexander, a former Auburn Tiger, played in 8 games as a freshman for Auburn, went on to the junior college ranks. He has apparently been added to the roster here for the Cyclones. Yesterday, his brother, McKenzie Alexander, former Clemson star, going to be a rookie for the Minnesota Vikings, tweeted out that he would be continuing his career at Iowa State. I saw that McEnroe this morning tweeted a picture of him in an Iowa State uniform. Mm. So definitely kind of a surprise, but a good one at that.
Out of the blue, and you think of a position group that's stacked for Iowa State, and I'd say D-back is clearly the one, and it's not even close. So there's going to be tremendous competition there. Just so many, you know, 4-2-5, can have a lot of those guys deployed out on the field. But may I also add on a lighter note, isn't it nice to have a brother breaking news in a good way?
Definitely.
For Iowa State on the recruiting front?
Yeah.
You know, just anybody who Auburn had, I mean, looks like, you know, you've got to be a good athlete if they've ID'd you and recruited you. And it's like he's, after JUCO, was enticed by Matt Campbell and company. And that's a good deal. I'm trying to remember – does he have 2 years of eligibility? He probably just have one unless he was...
Well, his first year was with Auburn in 2013.
Okay.
So that was his freshman season. 2014, he was a sophomore. 2015. I would think he only has 1 year then.
Yeah, I would think so, unless he sat out a year of JUCO or something. Mm-hmm. But
well, yeah, he could have redshirted 1 year.
Yeah. That's, immediate help. With talent and athleticism for depth, the bare minimum.
Right.
Which is always a good thing.
Definitely.
This big man in hoops is kind of an interesting...
Yeah. You're talking about Ray Kasongo.
Yeah.
The a Tennessee transfer.
Was it Goodman at ESPN that broke that out, or am I... Okay.
Yeah. 6'8". Averaged 1.4 points, 1.4 rebounds in 21 games last year for Tennessee. But he's 6'8", and he's apparently super athletic.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of people coming after him out of high school. Oregon, I know. I think he was committed there, just couldn't make the grades out of high school. Spent a year at the College of Southern Idaho. Averaged 6 points, 4.9 rebounds. So he'll be here on a visit on Thursday. Or is at least expected to be here on a visit on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be something to keep an eye out for. He wouldn't be eligible until the 2017 season.
Yeah, and that's where I would assume that Coach Prohm and his staff would – I mean, we heard from Coach Hoiberg all the time with Frankfurt's due diligence. That'll be applied. But then also, is he a guy that can handle that year of – that's when he can be the true project, you know. How do you build him? Because, I mean, if you're – Tennessee was not a good basketball team this year, and he couldn't see the floor enough to even get to 2-2.
For sure.
I know Rick Barnes, and I always appreciated him as a head coach. You know, if you get on his bad side, it might be hard to get in, and he's a guy that moved around. I don't know if that's the case at all, but you like that build, and you like the fact that, you know, a lot of people at good schools had looked at him and said, man, we'd like him on our team, you know, if he's right, healthy, and all that stuff. So that's very intriguing. A couple of intriguing things on both our main beats, the football and men's basketball.
And then I'd say the thing with him is if he is not overly skilled, which I don't think that he is, I mean, if you average 1.4 points and one rebound, then 1 year off where all you do is work out and all you do is work on getting better, I think that can make a big difference.
Oh, for sure.
So, and especially with as young as he is, I mean, 6'8", big guys that are 18, 19 years old, you know, it takes them a little bit. They got to get it together. These big guys, they just, you got to bring them on along a little bit.
Absolutely. And coming through, you know, I don't know this case, but a lot of times those guys are studs in high school and they're dunking it about every single play and blocking shots pretty easily. And then, you know, then you're surrounded by a bunch of guys like you. Well, they're going to contest that dunk and maybe block it or maybe steal the ball before you can even go, you know, so. Yeah, that development phase never hurts, that's for sure.
Another interesting note, Iowa State has been linked to former five-star prospect and Mississippi State transfer Malik Newman.
Yeah, that's...
One of about a dozen Power Five schools that have been linked to him.
Yeah, some big timers in there.
Definitely.
Too.
I mean,
and Iowa State, let's face it, Iowa State now with two Sweet 16s in the last 3 years and, you know, playing very well against top competition just about every time they've gone up against it. They're, you know, while not elite yet again at this point, you know, very, very, very good and respected program that creates national buzz every year. So it's right that they're in the midst of, you know, being there with all the big boys.
Right. I think I saw Kansas, Miami, Oregon, Arizona, Arizona State. So a lot of the usual cast of characters.
Arizona State, maybe you're hearing their name more now as Hurley gets more ensconced into that program. Another interesting thing, which I'm sure you'll be following with interest while I do my usual summer bum thing.
Definitely. One more thing I want to note is that, did you see that Iowa State offered Derrick Brooks' son?
Yes.
I don't know, have any idea if he's as good as Derrick Brooks. Probably isn't. But you know what?
If he's...
That's pretty cool. It's
anything close to being as good. And it's an interesting side note. I mean, we all loved... I mean, I can't think of anyone who covered Iowa State that didn't love... interacting with Wally Burnham the long time.
You know,
he, of course, coached Derrick Brooks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just a weird sort of irony that maybe, and again, this is very early in that process, his son, who I know Derrick was, he invited Wally for his Hall of Fame induction. You know, it'd just be, I don't know, weird, but at the same time, you know, What I'll go aside here a little bit. You know, I know it didn't end on the high note, but particularly you think back of some of those years of Wally's defenses, and you know there was overachieving happening at times, and I mean even in the Rhodes early years, instead of letting games getting away, they'd find a way to constantly get one, and man, Wally could coach, and he could bring out the best in guys. You know, interesting development there, and boy, if that happened, just the name recognition. I can't imagine if he's being recruited at this stage that he isn't at least, you know, that there aren't some attributes that scouts are identifying that remind them of his dad.
Definitely, his name's DeCallen. I didn't mention that before.
Okay,
but Callan Brooks. That's kind of a cool name.
Yeah. Interesting.
Definitely. So, yeah, you're on your hiatus.
Yep.
What have you been up to lately? What do you do during the day, man?
Well,
I sent you a text and asked you to do something for me one day, and I felt bad. I didn't want to take you away from
it. But didn't I get in?
Busy
and,
schedule.
But
yeah,
didn't
you
I
did.
Get in? And, I mean,
you
that's
did
what I tend to do. Unless I, well, look, I'm doing a lot of stuff with my kids. Ankeny was one of the ended kind of late. Like Ames was out, I think, Friday before. Ankeny had like 7 more days of school okay. for some bizarre reason. I don't know if they do it on time or whatever, and I should probably research it, but I just, hey, it ends when it ends. So a lot of time with the kids, a lot of time outdoors, you know, the constant quest as I creep older in age to get myself back in the best shape I can be in. So maybe extend that age, at least a healthy age, you know, be able to always move around.
For sure.
You know, I like to go out in the garden. I had a couple of crops. I've already got 3 pints of strawberries this year.
Nice.
And they're excellent.
Are they?
Pull them right out of the garden.
Very good.
Fantastic. And, you know, a little bit of drinking, a little bit of working out. Probably should do a little bit more. And obviously reading your guys' stuff and enjoying watching you develop in your new role as a full-time guy. And, you know, I can concentrate in the future a bit more on features. I'll still do some of the standard stuff and whatever our version of game stories will be, particularly in football.
Right.
And we'll mix and match there, and I'll help out in basketball. It's just I think we've got the right mix.
Definitely, dude. I think so, too. I think we've got, like, what we've got right now for our group of guys, we've got a lot of potential to do some really cool stuff.
For sure. For sure. And you, you've kept really busy and stayed on top of everything, you know.
I'm trying.
Then the baptism by fire.
Yeah. There's days like yesterday when there's like 3 things in, you know, 30 minutes, 40
yeah.
minutes. But then there's other days where you don't do anything, you know.
Yeah. You're just working
well,
on something ahead or you're talking to somebody.
Right. I wasn't saying not that you don't do anything,
yep.
but you don't. It's not, there's nothing like that where it's like. You're in a rush, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun, though. It's nice. I like being able to do this and not having to worry about school or anything like that.
Absolutely. It'll be a nice, you know, however long you do it, be a nice learning experience all the way around. You've learned so much and come so far. Anyway, what is this? It's like I'm going to turn this into a. I want to give you a hug, man.
Thanks, dude. You know,
we're proud of you.
It's thanks, man. It's crazy because I think back just to man, it seems like it was not that long ago, but really it was actually like a year and a half ago when I was writing football game stories and sending them to you, and we never posted any of them, but that's all I was doing was writing those
yep.
game stories, and you'd just send them back to me and tell me all the stuff I did wrong, and yeah. Or what I was doing right, and you would give me feedback.
Yes,
man.
Yes. Chris will tell you, if he hasn't told you, he always tells me that he always wants me to go through that stuff, too, because I'll always throw in, you know,
yeah,
some positive reinforcement, whereas he might just go, no, 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 no.
Right.
On some of that stuff. I think he, I don't know if he exactly turned it this way, but kind of like... I'm good cop, he's bad cop.
Definitely.
You know, kind of thing.
Yeah, we've actually had conversations about that before where you just have more tact than probably both of me and Chris do.
It's
you're just the nice guy.
Yeah, you know, and we don't always finish last, only sometimes.
Very rarely. Very
yeah.
rarely do you finish last.
Oh, that's true. That's true. If I signed up for a triathlon right now, I probably would. But
how far have you gone on your bike this summer?
Longest I've just gotten like 20. I'll be doing a long ride when we're up in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully several.
Where in Minnesota do you go?
So it's Nisswa, so it's not that far from Brainerd, probably half an hour, and not that far from Fred Hoiberg's summer estate at
nice.
Cross Lake.
Maybe you'll run into him.
You never know. You never know. I think Travis Hines has a family, you know, obviously he's a Twin Cities guy. Has a family place in the area as well. It'd be interesting to run into him.
Is it your place that you're going to?
What's that?
Is it your house? Like, do you?
It's part of the family on my wife's side.
Okay.
And they've had it for 65 years,
nice.
I think.
That's cool.
Excuse me. It's wonderful. You guys go up to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Do you have a cabin deal up there as well?
My aunt lives up there.
Okay.
Yeah, she lives on Little Pine Lake, Perham.
Okay. Is that?
It's like the Detroit Lakes area, kind of.
What's the biggest town nearby?
Probably Detroit Lakes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably it's closer to Fargo than it is to
All right.
Minneapolis.
Okay, so you'd be up more north of us.
Yeah. It's a nice place, though. I'm trying to get up there sometime this summer.
Yeah, just make sure you got your Wi-Fi or LTE connected devices, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's got good internet up there, so that wouldn't be a problem.
I've written a lot of stories from up there over the years.
Yeah, I believe it.
But, I don't know. Hope you get that time in for sure.
Definitely. is it nice to be kind of... Do you feel like you're winding down a little bit on it sometimes?
Winding down on what?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how to put it better. You feel like you've accomplished a lot of things?
Well, I think so. I know I've written a lot of stories that a lot of people appreciated, and, you know, you always have your duds and you feel bad. It's funny.
What's the most fun story you've ever worked on?
Gosh, there's so many. The most fun might have been the most challenging, and unfortunately it's not Iowa State. I've had a ton of fun doing features. I've got, you know, Tyrus McGee, the feature I did on him, that was a lot of fun because everyone knows Tyrus has no filter, and he just laid everything out, told his story, talked to a number of other people, and it was just interesting to hear about the tiny, tiny town he grew up, Stringtown he grew up in. You know, he described to me, Naz was great at this, George, all of them are great at describing things, but there was something about that concept.
Uh-huh.
And he literally had the old, like, basket that they'd nail up, like a actual basket. And, you know, thinking about how rough it must have been, you know, for his mom working the jobs. I think it was a furniture place and some other things. I mean, it was writing those types of stories are rewarding when, A, you realize you've written a good story, but, B, people, you're appreciative and grateful because people have taken the time
right
to give you information, give you basically the skeleton, which is foundation. But Indianapolis 500 stories were fun to do. Because the deadline can be fun. It's an adrenaline rush.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in there competing with everybody else. And I was doing it from the Des Moines Register. And you go and read everybody's stuff, you know, that day. And you're like, you know what? I think I acquitted myself pretty well. Excuse me. So I'll keep doing that type of stuff, I'm sure, for a long time. But those spring to mind immediately for at least from the Iowa State stuff. What about you? Because you're... I mean, I know a lot of stuff you're doing now is quick hit. Here's report, or I talked to recruit X, and here's what we got here, or this person committed. It's a bit more quick hit, but I know you've got some thoughts and aspirations, some interesting ideas.
Yeah.
On the feature front.
I wanted to write a Lizard feature. We talked about that.
I love the concept.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to tell anybody though.
Yeah, we don't have to go into the. You know,
the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah. We don't have to do that. But, you know, I when you told me about it, it sounded like it would be a blast to do.
Yeah, so. I think it'd be a lot of fun. It's just too bad that some of the key players are gone.
Mm.
Hopefully I could get a hold of some of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what was I going to say? Oh, well, what other stuff are you going to do with your free time? You got more free time now.
Yeah?
What are you going to do with yourself?
You know, I always cut it back in the summer, but I'd always also be...
Even in the fall...
Well, the next Where Are They Now, I think I'm going to try to get a hold of Jared Holman. So if anybody has a good line on it, I've reached out to Iowa State, and it's been about 24 hours, and I know they're great guys over there. They'll hook me up, but he's going to be the next Where Are They Now. you know, have a plan B in place if it's tough to get a hold of him, but or impossible to get a hold of him, I should say, immediately. You know, we're going to go to help. My sister's getting married back in Ames. She lives in L.A., and she's with her husband, would be soon to be husband, Salt Lake City. And my daughter's going to take her first flight, and we're going to fly out there and do a couple national parks, Canyonlands, and Arches.
Nice.
And a little Salt Lake City, and then drive my sister back, because she's got stuff to bring back and all that. That'll be next month, not that far after first of two Minnesota trips. So.
There you go.
So that type of stuff.
That'll be a lot of fun. We're me and my buddies have been talking about a trip over the last couple weeks, taking a trip out west.
Mm-hmm.
We want to drive, though.
Will you have your laptop?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd have to obviously talk to Chris, but...
Yeah. Well, everyone earns some vacation time, right?
Yeah.
It's what you described to me before sounds like a great trip. A lot of national parks, a lot of fun. I mean, road
it's
trips
not
when
like
you're
I'm
young
going,
are awesome.
It's not like I'm going away for a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a couple days. Well, I mean...
A few days. To the West Coast. But you can make strategic stops, too, and, you know, if you're at a hotel or you're at a place,
well, it doesn't
the Wi-Fi
take,
can catch
gonna,
up.
We're going to camp. We want to camp.
Yeah, that's great. We've got to do our camping thing, too.
Yeah, we do.
And we were already, you know, we have to look at the rates at the Villisca Axe Murder House.
Yeah, I wonder if it's online.
I wonder if they
I
would,
think that that would actually be outstanding.
I wonder if they would let us record. We'd still have to cover some Iowa State news when we're doing it, though, before we start making our inspections. We'd probably have to record, or we'd have to find a way to use a wireless headset with this setup.
Well, do they not have outlets in there?
They do, but I mean, if we were going to walk around.
Oh, that's true. Well, we could probably use a recorder, couldn't we?
Yeah, and then we could just, we could just do it that way.
We could just walk around with a microphone on it.
Yeah.
That would be outstanding. I think I'd be scared, though, dude. I'm going to look this up. Sorry, I'm trying to...
That's all right. When I stopped there on the way to your graduation party, it was... excuse me, a little spine-tingling stuff going on there.
Overnights. Wow. $428 for 1 to 6 people.
Hmm. Well, Chris would want to come. This would be a full-blown...
Cycle.
Adam Gray could come. Bloom. Krogs. There's our six.
There we go.
Then
wow, I wouldn't even be scared if we had
less
all
than
those
$80,
guys in
it's there. It's less than $80 each.
Right.
Sleeping bags, probably.
There you go.
I'll sleep in the cellar. You can have the attic.
Wait, isn't that where the adults got killed?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't want us to sleep in the attic.
Okay. Man. All right.
I'll sleep on the porch.
We can hash out the details later.
Yeah. But that would be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there would probably be some adult beverages involved.
Yeah. Well, I think out of respect, we'd keep the cooler off on the little...
Well, yeah, for sure. Adult beverages for five, and then Krogs would be drinking...
Oh, yes.
...soda.
Tab.
Yeah, there you go.
If they would still make it.
I think they do.
Okay. I'm not a soda guy, so I'm...
You don't drink any soda at all?
No, never.
Never?
So one thing I've been able to swear off.
When's the last time you had a pop?
It's probably been 4 or 5 years.
Wow. What was it? Do you remember?
What did I...
Was it like ceremonious that you had one?
It was probably something
like
Coke. No, I just decided that that's one thing I could eliminate, and then I couldn't eliminate enough alcohol and some of the other vices, you know, whole pizzas and that kind of stuff. And
it's been my struggle. I had Casey's pizza last night. I had a cheese pizza from Casey's.
Yeah. Large?
No. Medium.
Didn't stuff yourself. That's good.
I didn't even eat it all. I'm not a big eat the whole pizza guy.
Good for you. See, I like it so much. I'll keep going.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'm another one.
The funny thing is that I can't.
So I have to limit that.
I'm sitting in the chair you're sitting in right now, and I can't get enough time where my dog will leave me alone to like eat that much food. Because she just always wants to
Lolo is
jump in your lap.
is a fitness aide.
Something like that.
Because she'll want to, you got to take her out too. So yeah. You got to get out of the house.
She's crazy.
What you do anyway?
She's crazy. Absolutely.
I'm glad
insane.
She's healthy now, though.
Oh yeah, she's doing much better.
And hopefully you won't have any more flat tires.
Or broken air conditioner.
Or that. You had 2 flat tires in what, the span of a month?
Yeah. It was like 2 weeks.
Month
yeah,
okay,
2 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
And then my our air conditioner broke. It was so stupid, dude. I left here to go to Council Bluffs. Drive over a screw that was literally 3 inches long. Over by Stewart, and then my buddy comes to pick me up. We get back here, and I walk in, and it's like 90 degrees in the apartment.
Man.
And they're like, yeah, the air conditioner broke. So we were in here for 2 days without an air conditioner.
And you can't create a cross. You've got windows along one side. You can't. I mean.
We have a fan. We got a couple fans going in here. Lolo was struggling, though.
Yeah.
She would just lay down and pant. I felt so bad for her.
Made her, toughened her up a little bit.
I guess so, yeah. She's a good dog, though. She's a good dog.
Fantastic. Well, I know you've got some that vacation. You know, I'm looking forward to hearing about that when that happens. But
yeah, I got to talk to Chris about that.
A lot more camps coming up. I mean.
Yeah, there's another Friday night or Saturday Night Lights on Saturday, this Saturday. And then there's another, I think there's a Big Man 7-on-7 on Monday, another Saturday Night Lights camp the next week. So, yeah, a couple more camps. Cap City starts tomorrow. Actually forgot all about that until right this second. Chris is talking to you on Slack.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll get back to him.
Yeah. All right. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Look forward to your coverage from the camps, and I'll look forward to hanging out at a camp cabin in Minnesota.
There you go. I'll be with Ted Flint next week on the seniors on Tuesday. We're going to record that. And then, yeah, check out my coverage from Cap City. That'll be tomorrow night on Wednesday. It's on Friday. It's also on Sunday. So we'll have all kinds of good basketball stuff here throughout the rest of the week. So check back to CycleFanatic.com for that. I'm Jared Stansberry for Rob Gray. Thanks for listening.